Radio Gorgeous, brought to you by Gold Collagen. Wow, do I need this massage? I've had such a week. It's Josephine here from Radio Gorgeous. My daughter has had a crisis, and because of that, I went out on a bender last night because it was my friend's hen night and I went madder than normal. So I've arrived here in the capable hands of Sherry De Howe, who is a massage therapist and more. And she's going to help me feel better. So welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Sherry.
Well, thank you. And thanks very much for inviting me.
So tell me, tell me exactly what you do and what your job is.
I'm a licensed massage therapist from the United States. I primarily do post-surgery and injury recovery work. So lots of backs, knees, feet, and then, you know, skiing injuries, running injuries, things like that.
Okay. But today we talked about what you'd like to specialize talking about. And you said it's zero balancing. Now,
yes.
I can't imagine what zero balancing is.
To be honest, before I had one, I couldn't either. But honestly, it is just like it sounds. Afterwards, you feel like somebody has taken you out and just twiddled the knobs and reset everything to zero. You feel balanced. You feel taller. You do feel lighter. You'll get to feel all those things yourself. It's really gentle, and it's really, really nice work to do. It's really interesting.
So where does zero balancing come from? Which country?
It comes from the US, and it comes from a really interesting man. He's a doctor, and Dr. Fritz Smith, and he was an acupuncturist, and he's a GP, and he thought there must be some way to bring Eastern and Western medicine together, and this is what he came up with.
Are you influenced by alternative medicine?
Absolutely. I work within complementary medicine, but mostly within mainline medicine and all the mainstream doctors. But I'm really interested in everything alternative, and a lot of these therapies have been around for thousands of years, so they must have something to recommend them.
And obviously doctors believe in you, yeah. Mm.
Yes, I do work with quite a few doctors myself, and I get lots of referrals from consultants. So
now, I haven't had surgery, but why would it be good for me then? Why would it just be good for the average woman to come to you?
Just because most of you have a very stressful life, and you may not have any particular injuries that you think about. But you may have had them in the past, you know, sporting injuries or carrying your children around,
yes,
falling over their
feet. Having a baby, my
there
back.
There you go.
Went, yeah.
But that's really common. Lots of women have that. Lots of women find that after they've had a baby, that their pelvis doesn't square up anymore. And just little things like that. So it's being able to help you literally rebalance your system, rebalance the muscular system. I don't do any manipulations. As in, so although we are going to work with your bones a bit, I'm not an osteopath, I'm not a chiropractor, so there's no big manipulations. It's all just working with bone energy, which is a living tissue, so it does respond very much like other living tissue, so the tissue of your muscle and your arm, for example. It's just very
I've
nice.
I've never
to
heard
work
anyone
with.
Say that before about a bone. It's really interesting.
It's because I do work with so much post-surgery work, and when you talk to the consultants, like the foot consultants in particular, and they'll start talking to you about the quality of the bone, the essence of the bone, the mobility of the bone, the liquidity of a bone. Somebody said to me the other day, I was like, the liquidity, and he said, of course. It's got the richest nerve system and richest blood system in the body, apart from the brain. So there's a lot of liquid in those bones. And that can make you incredibly fluid if you can get everything and the foundation joints to support everything. You can get a really nice rebalance.
I've just done yoga here because I am a member of this health club. I suppose that's quite good for the bones, wouldn't it be?
It's very good for bone density, for example, because anything you're doing weight-bearing is going to be good for the bones, and that's going to help them not become so brittle, which is something that particularly as women, as we get older, we really have to think about what we're doing to maintain bone health.
And what do you do to maintain yours?
I have a fabulous, fabulous chiropractor. I do a lot of walking. I do occasionally hit the gym upstairs.
Occasionally.
We've got a fabulous outdoor pool, and that's really my favorite form of exercise at the moment.
Okay, so swimming and walking. So you don't believe in extreme exercise at all?
Not for me personally. For other people, yes.
Yeah. I think... Personally, I think once you're over 40, you should you know, respect your body and not, you know, not be too extreme.
I think you do have to respect your limits, but at the same time, it's great to keep expanding them. But keeping in mind that I treat so many people who do extreme sports, it makes me a little reticent to rush out and try them myself. But I see some of my clients are almost 100. And they do things like off-piste skiing and things you wouldn't think about someone of that age doing. And they're very much into movement is everything. Good health is everything. So I think as our population is growing older, it's a really important part to encourage people to be more active, more health conscious. And just people say quite a lot to me, oh, well, what sort of exercise do you recommend? I recommend you find something you enjoy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you dance, if you walk, if you jog, if you love it, go and do it. It's going to be better for you than not doing anything.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we're here now and we're going to have a session, aren't we?
We are indeed.
So what would you, let's keep going then. Okay. Do you want to interview me or whatever? Oh, you haven't got any shoes on. Is that normal? Do you always do it barefoot?
I work barefoot because I get really warm.
Okay, could be the age you're at the moment.
It could be the age, but I've always been really warm. It just makes me feel more comfortable.
Yeah. And grounded, I suppose.
And grounded, exactly.
Yeah, I like it.
So basically, with this type of work, you really only have to, you've got your shoes off, you just have to pop your jacket off.
You're joking, I'm going to keep my clothes on.
Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to stripping.
You could, but then, you know, it's a little hard for me to move you all over.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. So what do you want me to do?
So you're going to lay down here.
Yeah.
Your head
so this
here.
Is a normal massage table.
This is my normal couch. Yeah. And I do have a nice heated comforter on it, so you'll feel
lovely,
that.
Lovely.
And apart from that, you're just going to chill out now.
Fabulous.
And possibly not be able to talk. So.
Okay, let's just see what you start with and then we'll switch it off and then I'll talk afterwards. So where are you going to start, Sherry?
We're going to start down here with your feet and just kind of bring everything, a little bit of movement, see how everything's moving, particularly through your pelvis because that's a huge foundation joint for everyone. And a lot of the work that we do today is going to be with the foundation joints as well as the bone, the heavy bones. So that's where we're going to start.
Okay.
Get you back in balance.
Okay, let's see what she does. Okay, I'll describe it and then, yeah.
So all you have to do is breathe for me. Okay. Just let those ribs sink into my hands. That's it. And one more breath. Good. So as I come down, you can feel the tightness in your back and in your lower back, particularly.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to come in right around
that's where
your
I
pelvis.
Have problems around my lower back.
Yeah, right around your pelvis.
Yeah,
and just. Give it a little bit.
I'm having the Sherry hug, I'd call it. She literally is hugging me and sort of pressing the different bones.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And there, you can feel how already you're a little longer. Your pelvis is a little bit more in balance.
Yeah. She's now pulling my legs. I suppose do most people have one leg shorter than the other?
Almost everyone.
Yeah. Also, I do have a bunion, which I really think that puts me off balance, you know.
It will. Mm. It will put you off balance. Mm. And you're slightly shorter on that leg.
Oh.
But that could just be, you might just be holding it. It doesn't mean you necessarily physically shorter.
So funny you said that, because that is my kind of stiff side. You know? Yeah.
Well, then I wouldn't be surprised if you find that when we're done, that's going to balance out a little bit better for you.
Fantastic, Sherry.
Okay.
It's amazing, because Sherry's not... To me, she's not really doing much, but she knows exactly what she's doing. You know, feeling, thinking. You're just very in touch with my body, aren't you?
Yes. Your body and my hands are having quite an intense conversation at the moment. So it's basically saying to me, I like this, I don't like that.
I love this.
I would love this. Oh. Can you just stretch me a little here?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And then your body's also... What it's learning right now is that my hands will listen to it and I will listen to it. So it's a real working partnership. I'm not doing things to you, but we do this session together. So that's one of the things I love about it. All right, there we go. Ready to start?
Wow, so that was just feeling alignment.
That's just feeling where we need to do more work through the foundation of the body. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely. You're going to be so much longer, I think.
Okay. That's great, because I'm only 5'4.5". I've always wanted to be a supermodel. Radio Gorgeous, podcast for women. I wouldn't call it massage. It's more like sort of manipulation, but very gentle. And, you know, she's in touch with my bones, like she says. And she's found out all things about my lower back, about my leg, about my ankles, about my feet. And she's given me some exercises I can do. Because one leg is shorter than the other, one is compensated. I mean, these are all sort of things I could have knew deep down, but sort of to meet somebody and say, look, this is true about your body. It's so kind of liberating in a way. So what Sherry is doing now is she's just totally moving my ankles around. Like, you've never known it, like pulling, pushing, but it's not... Sounds kind of quite strong, but it isn't. Her hands are like these warm pads, and they're kind of, and my feet are kind of fluidly going with the pads. It's really nice. And also, I'm lying on this heated couch, so the whole thing is very, very, very nice. So, Sherry, can anybody else in the country do this? Are you the only practitioner?
No, there are a lot of us in the country who do this. So basically, if you do an internet search, you'll see who does zero balancing in your area.
And what would you say that everyone needs to have a session, really, in a way, to kind of find out what they can, is sort of, they're out of touch with, in a way? Is that...
It's not for everyone. So if you've had a lot of heart problems, for example, or bone cancer, we don't normally work with people with bone cancer.
Mm.
But apart from that, pretty much anyone could benefit in some way from having this, just because you can feel everything lengthening out.
I really feel longer.
So everything sinks into its proper level, if you like. Yeah, I think pretty much most people would find that they'd get something out of the session.
What other massages are you kind of famous for that you do?
My deep tissue is pretty famous, but it's famous because it's so adaptable. I use it for post-surgery. It's about 25 or 30 different therapies that I just pull techniques from.
Wow.
So every time you have a session, it'll be different. It's completely bespoke every single time. If I do you three times close together, my hands will remember. My brain might not, but my hands will remember everything about your body. I've got somebody who was sent to me about a year and a half ago she had breast cancer and a little bit of reconstruction, but her reconstruction was okay, but because they took the fat from her belly and brought it up, she developed a lot of scar tissue, which actually made her bend forward. So when I got her, she was really bending forward. She looked like she was much older than what she was, and everything was really quite painful. And I just did a lot of scar tissue work, which is not and should not hurt. So we did 3 half-hour sessions, and then she was amazingly upright again. So,
wow, yeah. That's a brilliant story. Gorgeous Wellbeing is brought to you by Gold Collagen. You will find out things about your body that you never, ever knew. I'd say that's how I'd describe it, really, meeting you, Cherie. But also you say that your hands are, it's all about your hands. So do you think you've got some sort of healing powers?
I get told that a lot. What I think is that I can just be really in touch with your body, and your body tells me, it's got its own story. It tells me what to do. It tells me what it wants. It wouldn't tell me anything you wouldn't want me to personally know, but it'll say to me, oh, you know, I carry this load all the time. Can you unlock this? This is what happened to me. I was twisted, or I had a fall.
But I don't even have to describe it. You'll find it out by feeling me.
Yeah. I can find out by feeling you. I do like to ask people, but lots of times people forget, or they think it's not relevant because it was a long time ago. But old injuries have a way of resurfacing, and they can create new dramas, if you like. Mm-hmm. But if you know something's there, it becomes easier to unwind it and work with it.
Fabulous. I'm so into this. Radio Gorgeous, brought to you by Gold Collagen. So I'm now reaching the end, and as you can hear by my voice, I've completely let go.
I'm just really just checking out everything now and making sure that we've kind of released everything that needs to be released, balanced all your foundation joints, and I can tell already from how things look and how they're feeling that you ought to feel a lot more comfortable in your body now.
It's like, I feel like I belong in it as opposed to fighting against my body. Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense, because now everything should be a lot more comfortable for you, and there's nothing to fight against.
It was amazing when Cherie did my upper half. She went right into my back and my upper back. She did my neck. She did the bottom of the back of my scalp, which I didn't realise was so soft. And my face and my jaw. We found out, obviously, my tensions in my jaw. She gave me some exercises to do at home, which is just what you want. You don't want to just leave a place and think, oh, I'll go back there again. But if I can carry something with me, I've learned something today, and I've got something I can do at home. I can do the releasing jaw.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Cherie. Well, zero balancing. Thank you for coming onto Radio Gorgeous.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
This has been a Radio Gorgeous production 2015, produced and presented by Josephine Pembroke, edited by Anna Palinkas.